Wednesday, March 5th. OMG, I could not believe Mackenzie and her friends, Jessica and Jennifer, were actually pretending to be us. I mean, who does that? It was bad enough that they'd stolen our tickets behind our backs, but now they'd stolen our identities right in front of our faces. Although considering the fact that we'd just gotten makeovers and were wearing fancy stage costumes and were kind of pretending to be the dance divas, I guess you could say that maybe it wasn't exactly in front of our faces. But still, I was so mad I could just spit. That's when Mackenzie and her friends squealed and rushed right over to us. OMG, I can't believe you're actually the dance divas. I'm Nikki, and these are my friends, Chloe and Zoe, she lied. Could I have your autographs, please? Just write, to Mackenzie, beautiful and brainy, a future pop star, and I'll give it to her. Then she handed me a pen and paper. Nice to meet you, Nikki, I said, playing along. I'd love to give you my autograph, and I have a really inspiring message, especially for you. To Mackenzie, the world's biggest thief and pathological liar, how dare you steal our backstage passes and then pretend to be us? You disgust me. Please get a life.
Oh, thank you,
Mackenzie slash fake Nikki gushed. I really appreciate you doing this for my good friend Mackenzie. Then, smiling, she dramatically read aloud what I'd written. To Mackenzie, the world's biggest thief and pathological liar? What? Suddenly, she frowned and narrowed her eyes at me in an icy glare. Wait a minute. You're not the dance divas. She sputtered, OMG, Nikki Maxwell, is that you? And Chloe and Zoe, what are you doing here? The better question is, what are you doing here? And why are you pretending to be us? I asked.
None of your business, Jessica said.
Actually, it is our business, Zoe fumed. Trevor Chase gave Nikki those backstage passes. She was supposed to have a meeting with him until some lip gloss addicted wannabe bandit dumped water on Chloe to distract us and then ran off with our tickets.
Well, Nikki, too bad for you. I heard he just left for the airport, Mackenzie sneered.
My heart dropped right into my shoes, stilettos. I couldn't believe we had gone through all of this drama, and Trevor Chase had left without talking to us about our record deal. I swallowed the huge lump in my throat and blinked back my tears. The last thing I needed right then was gooey black glitter glam mascara streaming down my face.
Yeah, so you guys can go crawl back under your rock,
Jennifer snarled. Suddenly, the door burst open, and three security guards rushed in, led by Mr. Grumpy.
What's all the commotion, young ladies? We heard your voices all the way down the hall. Is everything okay?
Actually, not, Mackenzie spat. These girls don't belong here. They're imposters.
What? Are you sure? He stuttered.
The security guards stared at Chloe, Zoe, and me with really confused looks on their faces. I was like, oh no, she didn't. We were so busted. Again. Mackenzie was always sticking her nose in my business. Well, two could play this little game. She started it, but I was going to finish it. Actually, they don't belong here. They're the imposters, I announced. That's when the guards turned and stared at Mackenzie, Jessica, and Jennifer.
Those girls were squirming like slimy little worms on a hot sidewalk.
Don't believe her. They're not really the dance divas,
Mackenzie snarled.
And they're not really Nikki, Chloe, and Zoe, I shot back. They stole our backstage passes.
Now the security guards were totally confused. They just kept staring at me, the real Nikki and fake dance diva. And then the fake Nikki, really Mackenzie, and then back at me, the real Nikki and fake dance diva, and then the fake Nikki, really Mackenzie. All of the staring went on, like, forever. I have to admit, even I was starting to get a little confused about who was actually who.
Nikki, you're lying.
Mackenzie, you're lying. Then we both angrily pointed at each other and screamed,
Security, arrest this imposter!
Then things got even more confusing. Three girls in dance leotards stormed in with Blaine Blackwell. They did not look like happy campers. Blaine marched over, pointed his finger right in our faces, and screamed,
Security, arrest these imposters!
I guess Mr. Grumpy had heard enough, because he glared at all of us with his eyes almost bulging out of his head. Us being me, Chloe, Zoe, Jessica, Jennifer, and Mackenzie. Then he yelled at the top of his lungs like a lunatic.
You're all under arrest.
What? We all gasped in shock. Everyone started talking at once. Jessica and Jennifer burst into spontaneous tears. The security guard continued.
Now everybody just calm down. I don't have a choice but to detain all of you girls until we can sort this out.
Please, sir, could you just let me explain? I pleaded.
Yes, I'll take all of your statements after I file an initial report with the chief of security, but first, I have to call your parents.
Our parents? We all gasped.
Just take a seat and make yourselves comfortable. I have a feeling it's going to be a long night. Now, do you have any questions?
It was so quiet in that room, you could hear a pin drop. I cleared my throat and then raised my hand.
Yes, young lady, what's your question?
Could I go to the bathroom? I muttered. That's when I rushed to the bathroom and started panicking that I was going to be sent straight to jail. And praying that if I actually went to jail, they'd at least let me take my diary. Then I had the most horrific thought. What if Mackenzie and I are forced to be cellmates? I'd be stuck serving a 10-year prison sentence in a teeny tiny cell with her on the top bunk. Just the thought of it made me break into a cold sweat.
Hey, Nikki, does this lip gloss make my butt look big?
Help me.
Me and my cellmate, Mackenzie. Hey, it could happen.
Nah!
That was me screaming. Although I could always hire one of those famous criminal defense attorneys to appeal my case. And then I could try to convince the court to give me the death penalty instead of a bunk with Mackenzie. Hey, they could actually rule in my favor.
Woohoo!
I know. I've been writing about what happened to me last Saturday night at that concert, like, forever. Well, for at least 4 days now. Hey, maybe I'll make Guinness World Records. To be continued tomorrow.